It's that time on a Friday when we shake our heads, wonder aloud if people get audio, video, and the send button, and the fact that they're in ink. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. We usually do it to wrap Crunch Time. We had a bit of a time constraint, so we're doing it now. But before we roll out the nominees, let's get our landlord in to open said tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's begin with none other than Oakland Raider coach John Gruden. So despite running the best player the franchise has had since Tim Brown and Khalil Mack, Gruden insists he's got a cell phone. First, I'd like to see it. And it's blowing up. Guys just dying to come play for the silver and black. Well, if that were true yesterday, I'm guessing all those supposed interested parties were deleting Chucky's number or having their number changed in the event he tried to call back to make an offer, because it's rare you see a pro team just roll over and play dead like that. And they were facing, in essence, a fourth-string quarterback who was not even drafted out of college, had never even seen the field until last night, and Nick Mullins cut him to pieces. Absolutely humiliating. So next, this is going to be the most massive call-out. 1,500 of Blazer reporter Jason Quick's followers next. Yeah, these were the people that took part in that poll, more than 2,500 of them on Halloween night. So Quick and his family had a couple of trick-or-treaters show up at their house. Kids, 11, 12, 13 years old, no costumes, and they wanted candy. One told them he was a white Damian Lillard, but wasn't even wearing any Trailblazer gear. So the poll consisted of two options. Child shows for Halloween with no costume, you A, shrug and hand out candy, or B, shut the door, no candy. 60% of these people said shut the door in the face of kids wanting candy on Halloween. It's literally the day people show up at your house and you give them candy. It's not a scam. It's not a West African prince. They're following your lead. These are just brutal, horrible, awful people. There's no way around it. Let's bring in now former Maryland Board of Regents chair, James Brady. This is the putz who held the most tone-deaf, clueless press conference Tuesday and announced that after an extensive investigation which revealed negligence and culpability on the part of the head coach DJ Durkin in the death. Let's not forget that. We're not talking academic fraud or a coach using a cell phone to call an escort service. Their negligence killed a 19-year-old player. So thinking they'd announced a reinstatement after players testified about the belittling, toxic manner of the way things were handled in this day and age of social media, to think this would be the end of it is kind of ignorant and totally callous. And now the coach is fired and Brady is out as well. Talk about clueless and heartless. And lastly, I would be remiss if I ignored New York Giant backup quarterback Kyle Lauletta. So, you have a real chance to be given the reins to the New York Giants football team, one of the more iconic franchises on the North American sports landscape. You know the Eli Manning reign is winding down. As a matter of fact, I wonder if this putz didn't have his head where the sun refuses to shine. It could have happened for the guy out of this bye week next week against the 49ers. But no, he was arrested Tuesday morning for almost running over a police officer trying to make a right turn from the wrong lane in his Jaguar. A cop told him, keep going straight. Unable to call an audible, he almost clipped the officer and refused, I quote, various instructions, and now faces charges of eluding police, resisting arrest, reckless driving, and four others. All he had to do was go straight. Oh, man, what a moron. I think I'm gonna go James Brady and the clowns at Maryland with how they handled this and what they did to that poor family, the mom and dad there, and the players who walked out of the meeting after they introduced the coach. So there's your inductee for 11-2-0-8, and with that, let's shut down the. We usually call it crunch time. Let's shut down for this week the crunch time / sports talk tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He goes!